A Caboolture man has now been charged after he allegedly drove a stolen car into a Golden Beach home on Monday morning before fleeing from police. The 28-year-old then climbed onto a boat and allegedly made threats before being arrested. The accused will appear in Maroochydore Magistrates Court today, charged with 20 offences, including 4 counts of enter premises and commit, 4 counts of willful damage, and 1 count each of dangerous operation of a vehicle, unlawful use of a vehicle, and obstruct police. A study by the University of the Sunshine Coast has identified the most likely causes of ocean rubbish hotspots in Australia. The team of researchers have created a debris map using a database of more than 24,000 beach surveys of marine and coastal debris in the past 10 years. Their research finding a link between increased amounts of rubbish and areas with high rainfall, closeness to major ports, mangroves and urban areas. The study also found vulnerable animals like dugongs and green sea turtles are most likely to interact with debris along much of the Queensland coastline. A large amount of illicit tobacco products have been removed from sale across the Sunshine Coast in the first quarter of this year. During that time, Sunshine Coast Public Health Unit seized 34 kilograms of loose tobacco worth about $300,000, along with more than 380,000 cigarettes. Sunshine Coast News reports the products were seized during a series of 16 inspections of retailers. Also making news, Sunshine Coast-based budget airline Bonza is expected to be liquidated at today's creditors' meeting. And the 2 humpback whale calves that died on Gari, formerly Fraser Island, were likely starving to death. That's the belief of Dr. Olaf Manika, who adds that the effects of climate change is forcing humpback populations to have to look elsewhere for food.